All right, it's 4 p.m.
And I fart.
And six. 4 p.m. and we are in the Sevier District Office on June 17th, 2026 for a school board meeting. Those in attendance are board members Rick Orr, Jill Porter, Vice President Ryan Savage, Jack Henson, and myself, John Foster. From the administration, Superintendent Dr. K. Douglas is asked to be excused. In attendance are Assistant Superintendent Mike Willis, Business Administrator Chad Lloyd, and Executive Secretary Krista Nielsen. Preliminary today will be offered by Michael Willis.
Our dear Heavenly Father, we're so thankful for this opportunity which we have to gather and as a board and as administration on behalf of the students of Sevier School District. I'm thankful for the opportunity which we have to work with children and bless us to have the state of mind to address all the needs of not only the students but the community and everybody involved. And bless that the meeting will go well, and that we may return home with safety and do these things we humbly ask. In the name of thy Son, Jesus Christ, amen.
Pledge of Allegiance. Follow me in the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. Welcome.
Thank you.
All right, to begin with, we'll go over the consent agenda. Are there any questions or items of discussion on the consent agenda today? Okay, if there are none, I'd look for a motion to accept the consent agenda.
I'll make a motion.
Second. It's been moved and seconded that we accept the consent agenda. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Hi, are you Kelly Grant?
Mm-hmm.
Did you get signed up for public comment today?
No.
Okay, thank you. Then since we have nobody signed up for public comment, we'll move on to items from the board. And I have three items. Received thank you notices, and if it's all right, I'll just read those in. First one comes from South Sevier High School from Haley Johnson, the counselor. She says, Sevier School Board, we at South Sevier High want to personally thank you for our generous generous scholarship donation to our student, Paisley. Your investment in her education will make a meaningful difference in her life and ease the financial burden of continuing her education. We're grateful for your commitment to helping our kids pursue their dreams and build successful futures. Haley Johnson, counselor, was very nice. From North Sevier, we have a thank you note from Shay Lyman. It says, thank you for your constant support of our students at North Sevier High School and across the district. Thank you for your scholarship each year and your attendance at our awards assembly. And then there was one from a student, Paisley. It says, Sevier School Board, I wanted to thank you for awarding me the Sevier School Board Scholarship. I really appreciate your generosity and support. I'm really grateful to have received this award. I'm excited for what is ahead, and I'm grateful for your support, Paisley Lloyd. I just think that's a great thing that we do in making that scholarship, those scholarships available to our high schools, and glad to see us continue with that tradition. Anything else from the board that you'd like to bring up?
Well, one thing, the superintendent and I talked about it when we did the graduation, is maybe next year, if the board wanted to, if you just attended, we had the board member who represented that school instead of everyone there all day long, and then we would just rotate with Cedar Ridge. So whomever, the school that had the next one after Cedar Ridge would be the one that attended Cedar Ridge. How the schools rotate, so the one closest to Cedar Ridge. And so...
For what?
Graduation. So, like next year, North Sevier would be the noon. North Sevier was the last one. So North Sevier would be at noon. So I represent North Sevier, so I would attend the Cedar Ridge, and then I would attend North Sevier. But he said anyone that wanted to attend Cedar Ridge in the morning would be welcome to. But the board member who represented that high school would attend that graduation. I said, okay. I didn't have a problem with it. I said, I'm good either way, but he...
And we talked about having just the person who represents the school being at that graduation. We've talked about that, you know, just amongst ourselves. I don't know. The more I think about it, the more I kind of feel like I'd be cheating if we didn't build off of graduation.
Well, I'm good either way.
Yeah,
I am too. They were all within an hour. I was impressed. I was impressed how fast Richfield and South Sevier were with the amount of students they had. I have no problem going with all of them, but I don't mind just doing one either. So
it goes a lot quicker now that they've eliminated the graduation speaker for most of them.
Yes, they eliminated the speaker.
Well, you know, the march in. That's what used to take forever.
Well, back in my day, it was the one step. You did the whole. Now they just walk in, which makes it a lot faster, but it's a very nice program. But it's up to you. He said it may speed it up because they're not shaking everyone's hands. They're on board, so.
It's quite a marathon. I'm happy to get to shake everybody in the county, all the graduates' hands, well, except one. He'll pat on the back to one guy. But, I can kind of see it either way. I probably grumble about it a little bit, but it isn't such a marathon. But one day I can go either way. Whatever we decide, we'll probably just want to think about it for a while. And got lots of time to decide.
Is this something that Kay brought up?
Yes, he just asked me about it at graduation. He asked me, he said, what do you think about that? And I said, I don't mind that at all, but I said, it wasn't a bad day either way. I said, I'm good either way with it. He said, well, we need to discuss it and see.
Maybe we should get him involved in the discussion.
You want us to just note it and bring it up in April?
March or April,
and have it on the board agenda for
yes.
That?
Yes.
Crystal, take a note, and we'll get her on there.
I overlooked something on the consent agenda that I wanted to say. I wanted to highlight the recognition of students. And so if I may, I'll take a moment to do that right now. But we had a lot of students that deserve recognition here in the month of May. We had the academic All-State students from North Sevier, Cheyenne Johnson in softball, Cruz Hallows in boys track and field, Kate Johnson, William Chastin in boys track and field, and Megan Beacom in girls track and field. Also an academic All-State from Richfield High School. We had Garrett Wayman in baseball, Gabriella Fielding in girls golf, Aiden Olson in boys soccer, Jersey Moon and Colby Fears in softball, Asher Langston, Braden Thomas, Elijah Thalman and Joshua Watcott in boys track and field, and Rain Davis and Zizi LaFella in girls track and field. And from South Sevier, we had academic All-State Paisley Lloyd in girls golf, Dante Madsen in boys soccer, and James Winkler in boys soccer. And in girls track and field, Gracie Weiniger, Kayla Johns, and Savannah Brady. Also, North Sevier High School, Pauling student placed first in the 2A state track and field championship. And that was Cruz Hallows, finished first in the 3200. And from Richfield High School, Pauling student placed first in the 3A state track and field. Destry Probert placed first in the javelin. And South Sevier High School, Pauling student placed first in the 2A state track and field championship. Preston Blackburn placed first in the discus. And South Sevier High School, Kara Coulter placed first in the scenic design portion of 2A state drama competition. And I thought there were some other recognitions that we may have left off. Is there a state golf? We'll see about that. We appreciate the any other comment or discussion? We'll next go to items from the administration. Mike Willis, please.
Most of my items are informational. It's that time of the year. And, you know, we're talking about graduations. We're talking about end of year wrap up, but now starts the kickoff for the next year. And so there's a lot of things going on right now. Grant writing season is in full bloom, where I received three today that are due in the next few weeks. And so for all these budgets, trainings, facilities management, Chad knows all too well about that type of stuff. But so this is summertime around here, but it's all about learning from last year and hopefully improving for next year. But as far as my items, I just wanted to touch on a few things. I just returned from the PLC at Work conference in Las Vegas. We have 25 people there. They're just getting back as well, because some of the receipts and different things are coming in at this time, but what a great opportunity that is. It's close enough that we have the opportunity to send a good handful of people every year. I talk about it throughout the year because it is such a staple for our district. I think we've been doing it for a good 12, 13 years now, and we've got it kind of down to a science where we take on a rotation, and so we take just a handful each year. And usually it's a variety, a lot of newer teachers. We usually don't let them go their first year just because it's a little overwhelming that first year. But after that, we want the newer teachers to go and see kind of how PLC process works and what the expectation is. I think it's really helped define our district in terms of collaboration and working together and best practices and those types of things. But I just can't express how impressed I am with the people that work for this district when it comes to... We have, during that conference, we have a team time, and it's a requirement that the principal be there, and they work with their people on the upcoming year. And so I walk around, I sit in, I give comment, I, you know, take questions, whatever it might be during that team time, and I'm just so impressed with what I see out of our people. I feel like some of these things, maybe at one time it was a real learning curve, but now it's almost a maintenance type effort where we get these people together and they talk about what they want to do and they're, you know, what they're going to do moving forward, and the principal is directing it, and it's just such a refreshing thing to see this leadership and the boots on the ground type of activity that goes on there. I'm just always impressed with the people that we have. So it was a success. Very good to get through that and get ready for this upcoming year. Moving on down, we have Rural Schools Conference coming up in Cedar City. All our administrators attend that. It's a requirement that we have them go there. And then every year, two of our administrators are selected to present at that conference as well. And we, as you know, UNFI group, we try and support those presentations from our own district. And again, I'm just blown away that I could go to several breakout sessions, but I always feel like it's a sense of pride to go into ones that come from our own district and see what we're presenting on and how well they can do that, because it shows that we have good stuff. We have, in my opinion, some of the best stuff, and we have people that are in the right positions that can present. And sometimes they bring their teachers down and they do something along that line. But they have the ability to choose what they want to present on, something that represents their school in a good manner. And it's always good because you see people from other districts there taking notes and seeing the good things that we have to offer in our district. And so it's always a good thing. So that's coming up in mid-July. We also have, this isn't for several months, but a couple of, a year and a half ago, I guess I should say, we decided it's time to invest a little bit in some of our administrators. Deloitte University puts on the Courageous Principals Conference. Those principals get, that's probably the comment that I've heard most, is it's the best conference that many of them have ever been to, and some of them have been around the block a few times. So it's always really nice to be able to do something like that. As far as conference costs and different things, it's really manageable, and it's good to get those people that are leading their schools a little bit of around other administrators throughout the country. I think I've mentioned this before, but I'll mention it again. The founder, or the person that started it, was actually from Fillmore, Utah. And so it's kind of a cool connection that it came from kind of in our same neck of the woods. But what a great presentation and show that they put on there, and they really do train our principals to go to the next level. So it's a good thing. Every other year, every few years, we'll attempt it. It goes through a sequence of, I think, three different phases. And so this would be phase two for most of our principals. Some of those that went last time have retired since, and so a couple of new principals will do the phase one. It simultaneously run during the same time as phase two, and so forth. So we're looking at that one. We send nominations of the people that are going. I've already sent those off. A little, probably jumping the gun a little bit, but they have our names, and then I just received notification that they're taking nominations for the next cohort, which we're not doing it until February, but so I think we're ahead of the game, so we're in a pretty good position there. Hopefully they'll accept our nominations, and we can plan for that as well, as far as our professional development goes. I wanted to remind you of this is one of those sidelines that not a lot of people think about. Maybe Chad does, and I do, because it's textbook adoption. It's under curriculum. But as far as we have a curriculum council, they're listed there in each of the respected areas. But you see next to Amy Nielsen from Devon Elementary, she is our elementary reading and ELA curriculum council representative, and she will be adopting that curriculum this year. And so she's already started putting together her committee, which involves parents and teachers and those powers that be, and she will go through the sequence throughout the year, bringing in people that will illustrate what programs are out there, and they'll try and sell their product and so forth, and then the committee will start working on that. We go through a year-long process when it comes to that. It's pretty extensive. And then next year would be the implementation, and the adoption piece goes to the next one on the list. So that's where we're at right now with curriculum and adoption. And it really gets kind of tricky, because sometimes you adopt something that has several years of a license. It has an online license that might be between 5 and 7 years, and then you've got this overlap type thing happening, and we've just got to, it's a lot of work on these people's part to make sure that it all fits, and then we're ready for the next adoption by the time those licenses are up and so forth. So a lot of work, but We have really good people in those positions. Some of the ones that have shown out as people that really know their stuff in each of those areas up there. Moving on down. Senate bill. This one's a little... Every other year, we just remind you on our Senate bill days. Like this last year, our Senate 103 bill was... The day was our opening institute. And so we present that. We prepare that and so forth. But every other year, we went to take a year off from... midwinter. I said opening institute. I apologize. Midwinter is the day that every other year we take, we do our conference, and then the next year we don't do our conference. We give the teachers the opportunity to prepare. That was at a suggestion by the teachers, and so we've done that, and that seems to do well so that we're not overloading them every year, but it gives them some prep time, and then the next year we do the conference that we put together as well. As far as opening institute this year, I think Superintendent brought it up last time. We're always looking for really good presenters that will motivate and so forth. Superintendent has talked to several retired teachers that will present on opening institute that day. So it'll be our own people from each of the attendance areas. We'll have somebody there. So really looking forward to that. I think we're all excited about that. I think we have really, really good people that have gone through the system and so we want to hear from them as well. So that'll be a great day on August 18th. New teacher training. We don't have as many new teachers this year as we normally do, probably half of what we usually train. And a lot of that is because there wasn't a whole lot of people retiring this year. And for whatever reason, a lot of people decided to hang on, and maybe it's just one of those years, but... I think 2 years ago we had probably our highest number, and this year is probably one of the lowest ones since I've been in this position. But nonetheless, we do a training that day. It used to be a three-day marathon, and we've kind of condensed it. They drink from a fire hose all day long, and then they're trained. But the good news is we don't leave it at that. We have follow-up training. We have three follow-up trainings every month for 3 months following our initial new teacher training. And we want them to feel supported. We make sure that their mentor is very actively involved. In fact, if I were to pull, let me see if I can. So this is the agenda for August 19th. You see we go through a whole lot of stuff. We do a book study with them. We go over programs, how to log on, how to do X, Y, and Z. And then you'll see we have a working lunch where they sit with their mentor, who is, incidentally, the assistant principal in the building. We'll go through this checklist with them and go over any questions they have, so forth, answer anything they have, and then the principal's checklist. The principal is also invited that day to work directly with those new teachers. So we're trying to hit it from all angles, the support that we offer our new teachers. We want them to feel very comfortable and that they know who to turn to. We don't ever want to leave somebody high and dry and not without support. So that's our goal. And then you'll see... As the days move on, these are the follow-up days and the information we go through for those follow-up new teacher training days. So, that said, that's coming up on August 19th. We had to switch a couple things around for Opening Institute this year. Superintendent always likes to really push the back-to-school bash, which is the following Monday after school starts, where he gives us the opportunity to serve our teachers and feed families and get together and kind of kick the year off right. It's always at the fairgrounds. Krista does an absolutely great job with putting that all together, and we appreciate all her help on all these things. I didn't mean to not mention that. But and then just first day of kindergarten, August 26th, and first day of school is August 20th, and so we're back in the saddle again before you know it. So that's really all I have. It's mostly information. Is there any questions for me? Okay.
Thank you, Mr. Willis. Yeah. Mr. Lloyd.
Is that mine? Is that my wall?
Sorry.
I think it is. I think it's my screen. Yeah, I was just going to quickly look at Superintendent's items.
But he only has the one that Mike already covered. So the back to school bash and opening institute. And, normally he'd still have some other items, but I guess he was a little short winded this go around. I just want to quickly give an update on a few of the projects. I'll skip around and start with just a quick update on our school security projects. I don't want to give a whole lot of detail on everything we've done on school security. Obviously, for safety reasons, it's not appropriate for a public meeting to divulge all everything we've done. But I think everybody's fully aware that over the last few years, we've been installing the secure entryways. We started at the elementaries. With the new storefronts, when you walk in and you have to be buzzed in. We then worked our way to some of the high schools and middle schools. It's been about a 3-year process. We've also been installing an updated lock system so that all exterior doors are on an electronic lock system and can be managed and controlled from the office. We've had a system like that in place at Richfield High since it was built, and we've had the same system at South Sevier Middle School since it was built, but all of our other schools have just been old school, turn a lock and key to get in the building. They are all now almost to the point of where they're all electronic. I think Mr. Julander told me they were going to do one last order of some doors to finish up, I believe, a couple elementary schools on the remaining of their exterior doors. And then basically every building in the district will have the electronic capability for all the exterior doors. There's other things that we still need to get done according to the new state law and the money we've been given. One of the items that we had been given money for on this first go-around was for the film coating that goes on windows, safety window film coating for not allowing intruders to be able to break through the window. We've held off on doing that because the spec that the state is putting out has changed and been changing so often, but I think we finally have a spec from the state on what the requirement actually is. So we should start, you should see us in the next, probably not this summer, but over the course of the next year, start installing some of that safety film on in key areas. We don't have enough money to do everything yet. Hopefully some of that money will be coming down the pipeline in the future when the state starts doling out the rest of the safety money. But we probably have enough money to start doing some of the storefront areas. And the windows around the offices, those are kind of the key areas that we want to start on, because that's your entry points into buildings. So over the course of next year, I think you'll see us start working on that. And hopefully we start working on all the exterior windows like the state is going to require, that we put that on all the exterior windows. It's going to be a massive expense. I don't think the state is going to send out enough money for everybody, so it's something that we're going to have to probably tackle most of that cost on our own, but we'll figure it out, work it into the budget, and make sure that we're up to date with the code. The reason I jumped around to the school security projects before the project update is because the biggest of all of our school security projects is North Sevier Middle School, and we saved it for last because it was kind of part of the 10-year building plan and the safety plan altogether. Jill knows full well that school was built in a time where safety maybe wasn't as big of a deal, because right when you walk through the building, we had a classroom as the very first thing that when you walk through the building. You actually walk by the classroom to get to the administrative area. So when we started this whole process of these school storefront safe the secure entryways, North Sevier Middle School was kind of a head scratcher. Like, well, what do we do here? How do we handle this? And we just came up with, well, we need to redesign the administrative area, and At the time, that classroom, I don't know if it was in use. Did you guys use that classroom much?
No, because it was at the front door.
Yeah. So that classroom really hasn't been used for several years. It's been a classroom that was being used a little bit for some select students. But we were able to, with the principal's help, we were able to say, hey, let's just use that classroom, create it into the new faculty room. And then allowed us to adjust the administrative area a little bit and really fix some issues. We now have a space for an SRO office. We took the time to build an extra office in there because currently there's an office for the principal and an office for the vice principal / counselor. But there's no other office space in there. And I thought, while we're doing this, we really need to build an extra office because basically all of our schools now have a vice principal. They have a counselor that's separate from that. And the day might come where North Smyrna Middle is the same and we will need an office. So we now will have an extra office space in there as well as a space for the SRO.
So did you put the vice principal where the faculty room was?
That's going to be...
back office?
Well, so there's two new offices where the classroom is.
Yeah.
We're using space into that classroom. Okay. That's where the two new offices will be. As far as where the vice principal ends up, I don't know if he's going to keep his current office, this pretty nice office, or if he'll want to move to this other one. It might just be an extra office space for a while. I sent Jill and Rod Hink and Cade this picture because they're all former principals, but most of you probably don't know. I don't know how long it's been since you've been in that building. But this used to be like really decorative. I guess you'd call it decorative. I thought it was ugly as sin. It was like this big, thick glass block that served no purpose because you couldn't see through it. You couldn't see into it. It was just really annoying glass block. And I've complained about it since, you know, however long I've been around, and Anthony hated it, and finally we've been able to get rid of that glass block, and I said, send the picture to those principals and said, you'll be happy to know that we're going to just put normal windows in here. So the principal or secretary can keep the windows open and see what's going on in the hallways, or they can close them if, you know, people are annoying them, I guess.
The best part of that story is, I was at Barrett's, and I just got hit up repairing about what construction project is going on at North Smyrna Middle School, also my home.
Yeah.
It was perfect timing.
I said, yeah, it was good timing. I was inspired. You can see in this picture the carpet's been ripped, or the tile. I can't remember what was there actually, if it was carpet or tile. It would have been carpet. We'll be installing the new kind of carpet that we put everywhere, the tile carpet you see in all the schools now. I think I just threw in one more picture. This is where the new office spaces are being built. That used to just be the wall separating the admin area from that classroom. But now these two offices will go into that space. And then the remainder of the space will be left for a faculty room that they did not have adequate space for before that. So the project's going really well. Tusher, if you don't remember Tusher Contractors, is the one that has this project, and they've got right on. I mean, the day school ended, they were in it the next day. I think Angela had to, the secretary over there had to rush and try to get some files out of the way before these guys started demoing, but it's been going really well. So it should be, I don't see any hiccups for the start of school. We should have it done and ready to go for school, and those teachers over there will be excited that they actually will have a space to congregate and have some better meetings in. And then just as far as other projects, the only other big project we have going on, as you're aware, is the the auditorium remodel at North Spear High School, and it's still going right along. Chairs are on site now to be installed. That's kind of one of the last pieces. They were going to be installed this week, but some of the lighting fixtures didn't get done.
I got to ask about that. Are you putting carpet down? Parents that are concerned that there's no carpet going in and it's just going to be loud in there.
carpet on the walkways.
On the floor when you walk.
Well, so there will be carpet on the walkways.
On the walkways.
No carpet under the seats.
Okay. How's it going to be with sound?
That's how KMA designs every auditorium that they do. So,
okay.
I think people probably misinterpret what will really go on. If you walk in there, we've got acoustic, new acoustic paneling around the whole place.
Yeah. But in front of the stage, like, are there still steps in front of the stage?
No, those were eliminated.
Okay.
Yeah, so the stage, those were eliminated and the stage was extended. So I think we gained.
You gained more area.
Gained probably 6 feet of stage, so there's a lot more, because you know how wide that is. There's a lot more stage space. And then I can't remember if it North Sevier or South Sevier, if we had to remove. I mean, we're removing all the chairs and bringing in new chairs, but there may have been a row removed to make that space. So, but there's still something like 400 seats.
Well, you never filled the auditorium anyway.
Yeah.
Even when you have events there.
It's a little more, it'll be a little more of an issue at South Sevier than North Sevier. On the, you know, the two little wings in the back that you could close. I never knew you could close those off until like three years ago. And they could become their own little classroom. Kind of weird. We eliminated a row there too, so that instead of like being three or four rows, there'd be two or three, so there's a little more, because some of those rows had like no leg room at all. So there'd be a little more leg room. We had to add some cement there. The biggest change was the actual tech booth, which we like tripled the size of the tech booth and actually raised it. I mean, it's the tech booth's amazing now. The kids or whoever's running it.
Seating this way? Well, you couldn't because that's the doorway.
Yeah, so it hangs over the doorway. So when you walk in now, you're walking under the tech booth.
Okay.
It's above you.
So did you rework the catwalk too?
I don't think we had to do anything on the catwalk. But they're not going to control anything from the catwalk.
Oh, because the tech booth went up to the catwalk, but it was part of the tech booth.
Yeah, the best thing we did on the catwalk was we installed an actual stairway to the catwalk instead of the fireman's ladder.
Yeah.
So. Yeah, no more having to work your way up a pirate ladder. You can just walk up a stairway now and get to the catwalk.
He's not lying
here. Yeah. So yeah, I think the sound will be just fine in there. I mean, this is how. I mean, we're working with people that design school after school after school, and this is best practice, because now your carpet underneath your seats doesn't get gross and dirty and.
Yeah.
And never replaced for 40 years like the current stuff.
Well, if you have it going down, so when people walk in, then you're not going to hear it.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I think that's what the concern was, is if, like, as you're walking to your seat, if there was a carpet there, you're going to hear every little sound.
Yeah, any walking path is carpeted and lighted. So, I'm trying to think, Richfield High. Does Richfield High have carpet under the seats?
Mm-hmm.
Not under the seat, yeah.
No.
So it'd be just like, I mean, it'd be like Richfield High. Yeah. Which is, I mean, that's smart. The carpet under the seats is just, honestly, it's gross. It needed ripped out 25 years ago. So yeah, that project, yeah, go ahead, Jack.
I just had a question on that membrane. You're not putting new glass in, that safety glass that the state's going to require. It's just a membrane, right?
It's like a film. It's like window tint.
Right.
Yeah.
So it's just a membrane. It's not new glass.
Not new glass.
Okay.
Yeah. It's a film that goes on, and then really, all it does is it's kind of like a windshield. It just holds the glass together.
It just retains all the little sparks.
Yeah. It can't go anywhere. You can't. If you, I mean, a bullet will go through it, but it won't shatter so that somebody can crawl through the window and get in. I think that's, other than just normal summer projects going on, nothing great big other than those two projects. So, working on other things coming down the pipeline, and we'll just keep you up to date as those things come along. So, any other questions for me?
So, did you go ahead and turn them loose on Richfield's field and stuff?
We're designing in the design phase right now.
Okay.
Yeah, still designing that. We've been working with the school. Principal's been working with the. We've got some feedback from the track and field coaches. Getting feedback from football coaches on little things like water bibs and how we want to lay out the. The track coaches gave us some really good feedback on the long jump pit. We're going to do a long jump pit. I think the only one in the state like it that I know of is at Ogden High, where it's a double wide long jump pit where the runners would run the same direction, and then you have a double wide pit. So it's a better utilization of space that way. And the track coaches said, "Yeah, we saw this one at Ogden High, and it works really great. Let's do that." And we thought, yeah, that honestly solved some of our problems. We were having problems fitting the opposite angled long jump pits, and so this kind of solved our problems. So yeah, we're getting really good feedback from the school. Just been meeting with some vendors this week on turf and various turf samples and things like that. So yeah, that project's moving along, but we won't even be bidding it out until likely like September, October is when the actual bids will take place. So up until then, it's just working on design, trying to get everything buttoned down. So anything else? Okay.
Thank you, Mr. Lloyd. We have on our agenda a closed meeting to discuss negotiations. And so unless there's any other items that we need to discuss in this open meeting, I would entertain a motion that we move into a closed meeting.
I'll make that motion, Mr. President.
Second.
And that will be by roll call vote. Mr. Orr.
Yes.
Mrs. Porter.
Yes.
Mr. Savage,
yes.
Mr. Hanson,
yes.
And myself, yes. So we'll consider this meeting closed. We'll take a short break and we'll move into our closed meeting. Thank you.